We're back on Castle Country Focus, speaking with Dr. Timothy Riley about Prehistory Week that's coming up May 2nd through the 9th. Now, when we left off, we were on Tuesday. Let's jump into Thursday, Dr. Riley. And you're bringing in Lane Richens from the BYU Office of Public Archaeology. I guess you said he retired about a year ago.
He did. He retired a couple of years ago now. Yeah.
And so what's that one going to cover and what's that going to be all about?
Sure. Lane Richens is one of the best Fremont ceramicists in the state. The Office of Public Archaeology, they do what's called cultural resource management, meaning they go out and they evaluate the archaeology for development projects. There are other companies that do this. This one's associated with BYU's Museum of Peoples and Cultures. And so he and Rich Talbot, his partner, have been working there for about almost four decades now, going out and documenting the archaeology of Utah. And he and Charmaine Thompson, who's our local Forest Service archaeologist for the Manti-LaSalle Forest, and a great resource as well, they're going to come down and they're going to show us how to tell apart the different types of ceramics. A lot of times when we think of ceramics, we think of the beautiful painted pottery from the Four Corners region. And there is some painted pottery up here in Carbon and Emery County, but most of it's what we call a grayware. It's relatively plain. But you can still actually distinguish where it was made and the form and shape of the vessel that it's from and learn a lot about this fairly indistinguishable gray pottery. So he's going to be doing a talk and a little bit of a hands-on demonstration. So if you're interested in avocational archaeology, if you're a former Castle Valley Archaeological Society member or just have an interest in knowing a little bit more about what you might see out on the landscape, this would be a great chance to talk to an expert.
All right, and then we'll jump to, looks like Saturday the 7th, and this is a family day down at the museum.
Right, and this has been sort of the staple of our Prehistory Week, has been the family day. This is going to be a free admission day at the museum, and then we have activities in the classroom. Sometimes they're outside. They won't be this Saturday, and I'll mention that why in a second here. From 10 to 2, there will be activities in the classroom, both paleontological and archaeological activities, even though our focus is on the archaeology, the pottery this year, and then free admission all day to the museum. So we'd love to have you come down. Perhaps you could combine it with your trip to the Renaissance Fair, which is going to be right outside the door and is why we won't be doing any outside activities. Right there, that same day is going to be from, I think, 11 to 7 in the Peace Gardens. And so come on down to the Renaissance Fair, pop into the museum, leave your turkey leg outside, and come do some activities from 10 to 2 or just tour around the museum until we close at 7.
And then it looks like everything wraps up on Monday the 9th, and you're going to have a virtual lecture from 7 to 8 p.m. on that one.
Yeah, that's correct. We have Utah State Historic Preservation Officer Christopher Merritt, who works for what's called the SHPO. He's a historic ceramicist. His focus has been on things like early Mormon pottery kilns in the West Desert that were brought over from Wales. Whole groups of workers were brought over, converted to the faith, and came over. But he also focuses on the immigrants who built the railroads, and specifically his focus is on Chinese and other Asian immigrants and looking at their evidence of their lifeways through their pottery. So he'll be joining us virtually, so you can join us through Zoom or through Facebook, and you'll be able to listen to a little bit more about the historic pottery in this area.
So that's a pretty full week of things that you've got going on. Now, is there a schedule that'll be posted on the museum's website that people can go to, plus that Zoom link as well?
Right. There will be a schedule on our website. We will make events on our Facebook page for each of these. If you're on Facebook, I recognize not everybody is. And then we'll also be sharing it with our various friends and media partners around the community through a press release. But there's basically going to be something going on every day. And if you check in at the Prehistoric Museum's Facebook page or their webpage, you'll be able to see what's happening that day.
And you know, the one thing that I get drawn to that I look at is the May 7th one, the family day with free admission. Come on down, learn everything you can. It's going to be a great day. Plus, you get into the museum for absolutely free. And we've talked many times about what a great resource the museum is, and you know, people should really take advantage of that. So this is going to be a great week. And if they've got any questions about it, check out your website. Can they call anybody down there and get answers?
They sure can. They can call direct number or they can email me at tim.riley@usu.edu, and we'd be happy to direct you where you need to go.
All right. Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. It's Prehistory Week coming up May 2nd through the 9th. Check out their website. Check out our website. We'll have all the information up there and get ready to go down to the museum and do the different things around the area and just have fun with this. It's going to be great for the whole family, and get on out there and check out the museum if you haven't already. It's a great place to go and learn more about the area that you live in. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.